Yeah, so I think one of the main themes that came through what was shared is the idea that you have to see evils in order to shun them. It's really about how the text puts us in front of what we wouldn't otherwise see. So the discussion around, say, avarice, we may or may not be able to see that. Essentially what it's saying is that it's the very core of the proprium, of the infernal proprium. And if it is the worst and the lowest and the most evil of things, then it will sit at the center and everything else will be layered over top and organized in some form to give it its advantage while concealing it at the same time. So that's what we're put in front of, you know, a very complex web of mixed motivations and ideas that are designed by that love, by the love of self, to conceal itself. And one of the most powerful ways it can do that, of course, is by declaring itself to be something religious and holy, justifying itself from the word, so then you don't have any greater authority for your existence, right? So it strikes me that as we work with the text, we're constantly being put in front of the possibility of seeing something, and the key there is, in terms of logopraxis work anyway, is not to be identified with what we see, to just see it as for what it is, for what the Lord, as the word, declares it to be, because it's our unwillingness to see that enables it to have power over us. So the power of good through truth is that truths bring us into an awareness of what we cannot see from ourself. And as uncomfortable as that may be at times, it is only for our benefit. So the Lord only is ever working to save. And that process involves seeing what is opposed to him that we are invested in. And that's where the pain and the suffering arises. It arises because our sense of self is tied into something that is opposed to the loves of heaven. Yet we cannot see how we can be beyond that. If we have to give that up, what does that mean for us? And that immediately incites fear and anxiety in this work, but we can't escape what scripture teaches, you know, that it's through laying down one's life that we find it. It's through taking up the cross, you know. So it is, in the words of Paul, you know, we have to die to ourselves. Yeah, and the principle is that there is no resurrection without first dying, right? So that's what we're put in front of. You know, we have this sense of self that we have cultivated over the course of our lives, and it serves a use. And that use, I think, is captured in what was said about temptations. Temptations really are about strengthening what is good and true. Spiritual temptations, that's their function. So you have to see what is opposed and resist it as of self, in order to strengthen what is good and true, or build a heavenly proprium. That's essentially, it's the same thing. Resisting what is evil and false promotes what is good and true. And that is how the heavenly proprium is developed, and how our sense of self is able to be shifted from what is, you know, from that in which the loves of self and the world dominate, into that where the loves of love to the Lord and love of the neighbor rules, and so that all things are ruled by the Lord. And you know, that's the story of Joseph, right? Joseph rising to rule all things, you know, where everything comes under that the divine rational, which is the interior sense of the word worked into the life ultimately. So the thing to always remember, of course, is that the text is good in a form whereby we can take it into our mind. So in the sense that, in that sense, the text or the word is truth, but truth is the form of good. It's the means by which the Lord can be present within us. And that's its power. That's the power of good through truth, that the processes of regeneration can actually unfold with us, that the Lord can meet us. And regardless of what state we're in, you know, the Lord is still able to be present. Yea, though I make my bed in hell, thou art there with me. The Lord is always looking to elevate us out of what is destructive, essentially, and protect us from it as well, of course.